Welcome to Wise Words with Dan, filled with inspiration, guidance, stories, and helping raise awareness so that you listeners can take away something from this podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you for listening to Wise Words with Dan. Hey guys, and welcome to another edition of Wise Words with Dan. Today I bring my little cousin as a guest speaker on my podcast today. His name is Oliver. He's 12 years old. And he wanted to come on my podcast today to talk a little bit about him going into high school as he will be transitioning. He's in year six. He just finished year six last year. So he starts high school this year. So he wants to talk about what it will be like for him to transition. And we also talk about social media from when I was growing up, what social media was like for me growing up to Oliver growing up with social media. So it's two generations of social media. We talk about what our experiences in that. And we also talk about Australia Day and what Australia Day represents and means to both of us. So we cover some pretty important topics in today's podcast. Oliver's always wanted to come on my podcast to, you know, talk a bit about himself and his views and opinions on these things. So yeah, it will be a good chance for you guys to get to know him. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy today's podcast. Hey guys, and welcome back to another edition of Wise Words with Dan. I am here with my little cousin Oliver.
Hello.
How are you, Ollie?
I'm good. How are you, Daniel?
Good, good. Are you on school holidays at the moment?
Yes, I only have, I think, 3 or 2 more days left of school holidays.
What have you been doing?
Nothing much. FaceTiming my friends, playing video games, reading, doing stuff, playing in the backyard, playing with my guinea pigs and my pets.
Tell us what pets you have at home.
All right. Well, I have a lot of pets. I have a whole entire zoo. I have 3 dogs, 3 cats, 3 guinea pigs, and 1 bird.
And 1 bird. Wow, you got a lot of pets, Ollie.
Thank you, Daniel.
What's it like looking after guinea pigs?
It's really hard because you have to feed them because they're so fat. You have to feed them constantly. And they do their business on their hay. And that's where you also have to give them their food. You put their food on the hay because, like, the hay is basically their flooring. Yeah. And they obviously do their business there. So on, like, Saturdays or Sundays, me and my dad, we have to clean it up, hose it down. It's a lot of hard work, but it keeps the guinea pigs happy, you know, that they have a nice clean space and they have huts to, like, stay under.
That's nice. Also, Ollie, I just realised, so When you go back to school next week, is it next week or the week after?
No, it's in like 3 days, I think.
Oh, in 3 days. So yeah. On Monday you start.
Yeah.
So it'll be your first day in high school.
Yes, it would.
Are you looking forward to high school?
I'm a bit nervous, like with all the work and stuff, because all my teachers in primary school have said that it's hard work, you know. You have to be prepared. But I'm excited to make, like new friends and all those sort of stuff and, like, learn more new topics.
What are you excited for the most about high school?
Making new friends.
Making new friends. And what are you least excited about?
Probably some of the subjects.
Do you know what subjects you'll be doing?
All of them, I think. Religion, math, science, English, history, and Italian, and a lot more. But I don't have the paper with me right now.
So you'll be learning Italian, will you?
Yes.
What do you think will be your favourite subject?
I don't know. Maybe, I think there's a lot more fun subjects that I just forgot about. I have a list downstairs. I won't go get it now because we're doing the podcast.
That's okay. Yeah.
I don't know what would be, ready to say my favourite or my least favourite.
Like, what would be one of your favourites?
Oh, one of my favourites. Yeah, I don't know, because maybe the wood shop would be pretty cool.
Oh, you're doing woodwork, are you?
Yeah, woodwork.
In year 7? Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
You'll get to make a few things. Like, when I was doing woodwork in high school, I think I made a... What did I make?
Did you make a
I made a birdhouse, I mean? I made like a birdhouse, yeah. And I made like a pencil container. What is it? Well, you put your pencils and pens in.
Oh, sharpener.
No, like a pencil container sort of thing.
A pencil case.
No, like a container box for to keep stuff in.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It was a long time ago, so I forgot about it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm excited for that. To making, like, birdhouses.
That's cool, Ollie.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, I think you'll have a lot of fun in high school. You know, are any of your friends going to the same high school as you?
Only, like, about 10 or... I think it's 10 or, like, 14 of my friends are going.
Any close friends?
Yeah, some of my close friends, like, probably two of my close friends. Because all my other friends are going to another school.
So you'll be hanging out with them.
Yeah.
So at least you won't be by yourself.
Yeah. I can make new friends.
And you can make new friends at the same time.
Yeah.
That's good, Ollie. That's good. So on school holidays, you haven't been up to much. You've been on the boat?
Yeah, we have been on the boat. We've been going to lovely beaches and jumping off the pier. And you've came with us a couple of times, haven't you, Dan?
I did. The boat's very nice.
Thanks.
It's your dad's boat, isn't it?
Yeah. He loves the boat more than me, to be honest.
Describe the boat to us. Is it a big boat, and what's the boat called?
It's a quite big boat. It has two bedrooms. It has two bathrooms. It has like a little kitchen area. It basically it has stairs going down to, I don't know what it's called. Like where everything is, you know, has like a sitting area. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
That would be cool, yeah. Yeah, I've been on the boat a few times.
Yeah, you have.
And I do enjoy it. It's really nice, fancy boat.
Thanks, yeah, it's amazing. And my dad and my family, we just love going on the boat and going to the beaches, you know, with my friends and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it would be fun.
Yeah.
And we went to that... What beach did we go to, Ollie?
I forgot, to be honest.
I forgot the name of the beach.
It'll come back to us.
Yeah. There was a pier that we jumped off.
Yeah.
We jumped into the water.
It was really fun.
We saw some jellyfish.
Yeah, the water's very nice in the Australian ocean.
And I don't like big waves, so there wasn't much wave. There weren't any waves at all, actually, on the beach, which was pretty good.
Yeah.
And you showed me your hiding spot at that particular beach.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Yeah. It was like a whole adventure, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was amazing. It has like a big forest behind it.
Now, Oliver, I wanted to ask you something.
Yeah?
Australia Day has passed us.
Oh, yes.
What does Australia Day represent to you?
Well, at the past years I've been at my school, we've learned that Captain Cook came to on Australia on, was it the... Was it the 26th?
I think so.
Sorry guys, hold on.
So Captain Cook...
Hold on, one second.
...came to Australia. And did he discover Australia?
Yeah, sorry, it was the 26th of January. Sorry, I forgot there. Yeah, so Captain Cook came to Australia and, well, we've been taught that he invaded the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders place, and he basically came in and he founded the land himself, and I forgot, I'm sorry, because it was like in year four, and he founded the country himself. And yeah, Captain James Cook, he came and he saw the Aboriginals, and he saw the Aboriginals, and I think it was called, like, he first called it like Terra Australis or something, or like New Holland, I forgot, but yeah.
Oh, so, he named the country that name.
Yes, right? Captain Cook. I remember learning about he named it a name, but I forgot how it like changed in the history of time or in Australia, you know.
Yeah, so what he did to those Aboriginal people was wrong.
Yeah, I think it was wrong. Yeah. They didn't really like dab in that sort of part.
Yeah.
About the Aboriginals, because they obviously don't want to be putting, like, controversial stuff into our little minds. So, but now that I'm older, I realise that he did invade the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander space, which was not very good.
Yeah, it was horrible, wasn't it, Ollie?
Yeah.
Yeah, but look, I think everyone in this day and age, a lot of people have their opinions about Australia Day.
Yeah.
And wanting to change the date. Because of what happened. I think in my opinion they should. What?
No, it's fine. Didn't I just go?
I think in my opinion they should probably change the date.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I haven't been really seeing that sort of stuff on the date changing, but I've definitely heard of it, but I haven't gone into the subject.
But look, whether they change the date or not, I think we should think of Australia Day as a day of celebration celebrating our freedom, celebrating our rights. And celebrating Australia being a multicultural country.
Very multicultural and diverse.
And a very inclusive mm-hmm. place where we
yeah.
where everyone is Australian and we don't not include.
Yeah, we don't anyone. Include. Yeah.
Everyone is inclusive.
Very
welcoming. Everyone is. So I think that's what we should think of Australia Day. Regardless of whether the date is changed or not, I think we should think of Australia Day
as a fun day.
We should acknowledge what happened in the past, but at the same time to not dwell on it and think of Australia Day as a day of freedom, inclusiveness,
diversity,
celebrating multiculturalism, and a day of
respect,
going out, having fun, and celebrating our country because we live in a wonderful place.
Yeah, I'm very happy to live in Australia. It's an amazing and beautiful country to live in.
It is, Ollie. It is indeed. So, Ollie, this is your second time on my podcast.
Yes, it is.
Do you like being a part of my podcast?
It's very nice, and I'm very grateful that you allow me to do it.
You know, I just thought of it last minute because you came into my room, and we're doing a TikTok video, me and you together.
Yeah.
And we're going through TikTok, and I was like, oh, maybe I should have Oliver again on my podcast. So
I love it.
That's why I brought you on, Ollie.
Yeah, thanks.
What do you think about social media? What do you think about TikTok and Instagram? What's your opinion on social media now?
Well, the social media, I've learned about this in school as well. Well, it's amazing because you can connect to new people. Like you can share amazing ideas. You can, I'm trying to think of the right word.
That's okay. There's no right or wrong answer. It's just your opinion.
Yeah. It's really nice. And TikTok has been blowing up in the past few years. And everyone is I'm pretty sure everyone is using it right now. And it's amazing because you can share funny ideas with other people, make new friends, you know. But there is a bad side of that on social media.
There's always good and bad to social media, you know.
Yeah,
it's a place of having fun, especially when you make like new yourself, friends. Oliver. You like to make TikTok videos,
yeah, and share with my friends
and share funny videos with your friends. So
and
it can
we
be
laugh
fun.
Over it.
But at the same time, you're right, Ollie. You do have to be careful because there are, people. There are
shady
people that will send you, that will. Say not so nice things to you.
Yeah, like cyberbullying.
Cyberbullying.
Which is very bad.
People try and message you asking for money or something from you. So
yeah, you have to be careful.
You've got
to
be very careful because social media can be fun, but it could also be a very dangerous place.
I think it's amazing because you can connect with other people. And like I said, you can make new friends. But there is always, like you said, a bad side. And that's probably one of the bad sides. I mean, one of the worst bad sides of people like being really shady and weird and like even stalking you. Social media, a lot of people I don't know if you know what this is, but what is it called? Like Twitch, like live streamers on Twitch, they have been stalked a lot and it's bad. And that's because people are getting stalked because of social media and they want attention. Yeah. And it's bad.
Yeah, yeah. So you always got to be careful. And, you know, I think in the coming years, you know, more and more people will be... I think, you know, growing up for you, Oliver, you've grown up with YouTube, you've grown up with social media.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I was growing up,
we didn't... Stone Age.
Yeah, in the Stone Age, you know, we didn't have social media. Yeah. We didn't have Facebook, YouTube, TikTok. Yeah.
And another good thing is to catch up with old friends, you know?
Yeah. I had, what's it called? MSN. Do you know MSN?
MSN, no.
So, when I was a kid in primary school, we used to have MSN. And it would be just like a group chat where you would message your friends, you would add people that you want to talk to.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a Stone Age old... It's probably one of the first apps that we used as a messenger to message people.
Wow. And it's good, social media. Yeah. Because it's good that it allows you to message people from the other side of the world.
And then I think in 2000 and... I'm not sure what year. I think 2005, Facebook came.
Yeah.
Facebook began, but it wasn't as popular until, like, 2 years later it started to really grow.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and then that's Facebook. I remember Facebook was the first social media app. Then it was, I think, Instagram and all those others that followed
and
after.
And YouTube and TikTok and
YouTube.
All
YouTube's always been around. I think
yeah.
growing up, I used to watch YouTube was yeah. there. I
and
used
Vine to watch, was there, but Vine...
Vine was there too, yeah.
But
yeah.
What happened to Vine?
I don't know. We had a MySpace too.
Oh, yeah, I know MySpace. That's like Facebook.
That was one of the old things too.
Yeah.
I never used it that much, really. But yeah, so it's amazing how social media has begun, how it's developed, and how it's rapidly changing.
And how
all
it
the
can
time.
Change our lives.
Well, that's it. That's
finding
it.
And meeting people, you know?
Well, yeah, I think it's going to change everybody's lives, whether we like it or not. It's just, you know, social media is becoming more dependable and reliable for people with small businesses.
Yeah.
And, you know, with people connecting to one another across other countries and so forth.
And like you said, with small businesses, people can, like, really share their, like, products and
stuff.
Really grow their business.
Oh, that's it. Mm. I think a lot of businesses depend on social media now. Otherwise, it wouldn't be the same, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Ollie, so, you know, social media is becoming a big part of our life and we just have to be careful.
About certain things, that's right, Ollie.
So, Oliver, you know, you've told me you've got a lot of pets. You're going to make some new friends at your high school. Yeah. Are you going to try and find a girlfriend?
Yeah. But that's for when I'm older. Not
have
now.
You had a girlfriend before, Ollie?
No.
You haven't?
I have not.
Have you thought about wanting
to? Oh, I think I have had a girlfriend in preschool.
In preschool?
Like...
Tell us about that.
No, I forgot.
You forgot?
It was just like a pretend thing.
Pretend thing. Do you think about girls or not much?
Probably when I'm older I start will, but not now because I don't need to worry about that. All I need to worry about is studying and getting good grades and then I can worry about girls.
Yeah. Actually, my brother comes over to your house sometimes. And tutors you in maths.
Yeah.
Have you become better at maths?
Yeah, a bit. I hope I will, like, when I'm in high school, you know. Did you ever get tutored?
Yeah, I used to have a tutor as well in maths and English because I was really bad at those subjects in high school.
But then you got better.
But then I got better at it, yeah.
Mm.
But, yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
So, Oliver, what are your hobbies? What do you like to do?
I don't know. I like to go onto TikTok. I like to see what my friends post. You know, I like to tag them in, like, really funny videos. I like to... What else do I like to do? I like to go on adventures, you know, like going on the boat.
Yeah.
Going to beaches, going to, like, into the wild, you know. That's pretty fun to do.
You like to adventure out a lot.
Yeah, like, going into the nature.
Yeah.
I used to like drawing, but now I'm just, like, I suck at drawing now, because, I don't know, my art skills have just went down to the ground.
Oh, you know? Yeah, I remember you used to like drawing.
Yeah, I used to like it, but now I'm not good at it. Maybe I will when I'm in
What did you used school. To like to draw?
Sorry?
What did you used to like to draw?
Really anything, like cartoon characters like SpongeBob, like sunsets, you know, that sort of stuff, like trees.
Yeah. And actually, I've been in your room once before, Oliver.
It's very messy. Don't talk about it, Daniel.
Don't talk about your...
it's so messy. I'm ashamed of it.
You've got a lot of Harry Potter things.
Yes, yes. I do love Harry Potter. I'm a Harry Potter fan.
Have you seen them all?
Yeah, I've seen them all. All the Deathly Hallows, every single thing.
What's your favourite... Okay, so yeah, sorry about that.
This is a part two.
Yeah, this is a part two. So what's your favourite Harry Potter movie?
Okay, so my favourite Harry Potter movie probably be the first one, because you really get to, like, they introduce you to the characters, and Dudley is really funny, like, his character. And you, that's, like, where they basically, like, start off. They go into Harry Potter. I mean, Harry Potter Hogwarts.
Yeah.
And they, like, meet new people, and you see, like, because you watched it, and it's kind of hard to explain, because, like, you watched it all, and you know, like, how it happens. And but in the beginning, you can really see, like, how they started off and how young they were.
Did you watch the Harry Potter reunion?
No, I didn't think so.
They talk about everything like that.
I should.
You should watch it, yeah. So, Oliver, you want to interview me now?
Yes, so that would be in a next podcast.
You can interview me now if you want.
Yeah.
Is there any questions you want to ask me?
Wait, should we do it in, like, a different one?
No, this is the same one.
No, because... Hold on.
Oliver. No, it's still going. Come on.
No, I just think we should do it in a different one, because...
Huh? No, we have to do it in...
Cut the cameras. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Wise Words with Dan. I am Daniel's little cousin, and I shall be interviewing Daniel today and asking him very important questions and his views on some subjects and why. That question's why he started this Spotify... this podcast. So... Hello, Daniel.
Hello, Oliver. Thank you for having me here today on my own podcast.
So, Daniel, first question is, what do you say to your fans and viewers?
What do I say to them?
Like, yeah.
I say thank you for listening to Wise Words with Dan and being a supporter of me for such a long time.
Yeah. Your account has really grown, I've seen, in the past... Is your account, like, only, like, 1 year old?
Yeah, I've been doing podcasting for nearly a year now. Yeah. I think next month will be 1 year. It'll be the 1 year anniversary of Wise Words with Dan.
Yeah.
So it amazes me sometimes of... sometimes I don't realise how long I've been doing podcasting, and then I think to myself, oh, shit, I've been doing podcasting now for nearly a year.
Yeah.
Which blows my mind, because... Yeah. You know, usually I get into certain hobbies and it doesn't always last, but I think with podcasting,
You get to express yourself, you know?
You get to express yourself. I get to talk to a variety of different people.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I think that I'll be doing it for a long, long time to come.
You should be like Kyle and Jackie O, you know, with your own partner. And, like, you can really grow
I consider Renee my best friend. Oh, yes. She's been on my podcast a few times. She's like my partner in a way. She comes on a lot of my episodes.
So next question. What is your thoughts and opinions on Australia Day?
Okay, my opinion on Australia Day. Well, I spoke a little bit about it before, but, you know, everyone has got their own views and thoughts on what their opinions on what they think Australia Day is to them. And, you know, I respect everyone's opinions and I agree with you, Oliver, and what you said before, you know. Yeah. you know, the history of Australia Day is not good. You know, I believe we do need to acknowledge that, you know, that the Indigenous community were the traditional owners of our land. The Indigenous community are the traditional owners of our land, yeah. And we need to respect that it's their land. And, you know, we need to condemn what happened in the past. But I think we've come a long way. I remember the Prime Minister apologising to the Indigenous community.
Oh, yes, we've learned about that in school.
So I think we should think of Australia Day now as a day of celebration, you know, celebrating it being a multicultural country, celebrating the diversity, and celebrating Australia, and celebrating our freedom.
Yeah, you know? That's a very nice response, Daniel.
So that's how I look at Australia Day. I don't look at it as Invasion Day or anything else. Yeah. I just look at Australia Day for what it's brought to us.
Yeah. Next question. So you don't have to tell me this, but a bit of a spoiler for your fans. Now, we all know that you have a YouTube channel, and it's growing quite rapidly with you doing YouTube videos and recording your encounters with the Squid Game doll, the doll from Squid Game at Sydney Harbour. And now we want to know, or I want to know, what do you think your next video is going to be?
Well, I just like to do vlogs, Oliver. I like to...
Do you have anything planned? Anything fun planned?
Well, you wanted you wanted me to do a haunted house, didn't you? Yeah, ghost hunting in a haunted house.
Yeah.
That's my next vlog. But I think I'd be too scared to, you know, go inside a haunted house, Ollie. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, it'd be fun, though.
But yeah.
So you just do vlogs and you tell us about what you've been doing in your day and your weight loss journey.
Yes, I've been focusing on losing weight.
And you've been doing pretty good on that.
Yeah, I don't exercise as much. I just try and eat.
Cut
down on my food intake.
Which you're doing very good at.
So I think I haven't lost much. I've only lost like 4 kilos.
Which is pretty good.
Which is something. It's better than nothing. I was 123 kilos now. Mm. 119 kilos,
which is very good.
I've still got a long way to go. But going back to my vlogging, Oliver, I like to do vlogs. I like to tell people what I'm when I go on adventures. I like to do vlogging and show people.
And it's good that so that you're doing your vlogs on YouTube so people can, you know, like really relate to you.
That's it. It's a way,
connect, you know.
It's all about connecting to the audience, Ollie.
Yeah,
that's you've summed it up well.
Thank you. Next question. What are some of your hobbies, Daniel?
My hobbies. Well, my hobbies include, I like to play my Xbox.
I've seen you play that a lot.
I play GTA, Halo, FIFA. I play a lot of FIFA.
What are some of your favourite games on your Xbox, Daniel?
Well, those games that I mentioned.
FIFA, Halo. Do you play any Fortnite or Minecraft?
No. You like Minecraft, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I stopped playing it now, but it was pretty fun.
You're very good. I remember you showed me you built a school. What else did you build?
I built a lot of houses, you know, like neighbourhoods.
Yeah.
Some, or like very tiny, like little cottages and a bit like... castles like made out of stone and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I think Minecraft's a good game for kids to play because it really helps
expand
their imagination and helps them become more creative.
It's really good because games. Oh well, what are your opinion on games like that? Like that can help kids like really expand their brain.
Yeah, I like games like that that really help expand their games. I mean, obviously, kids playing violent games like Call of Duty and stuff is not ideal.
Yeah.
But I think encouraging kids to play, like, games like Minecraft or other games similar to Minecraft building games that help children expand their
imagination and, like, storylines.
And knowledge. And, I think it's a great thing for kids to do.
Yeah. Next question, Daniel.
Yes.
So, can you tell me why you wanted to start your own podcast?
Well, I wanted to start my own podcast.
Now, where did your inspiration come from?
Well, because I still do today. I listen to a lot of other podcasts that I really enjoy listening to. And it just inspired me to create a podcast of my own in order to connect to people, to help them relate to a lot of topics that I talk about.
Yeah.
Like in the past, I've spoken about mental health.
Mm.
I've spoken about, I've spoken about a range of different issues. And I think speaking...
A lot of different stuff.
Yeah, speaking about important topics like that, I think can help relate to not to the audience that listen to me, and you know, if people are going through struggles in their life, like I'd like to think that they'll listen to my podcast and what they
and it'd help them.
And help them in some way. Like I do talk about depression, I've talked about mental health, I've talked about relationships, I talked about self-confidence, and I talked about self-love. So yeah, I talk about important topics like that.
Which is really good because it tells them that, you know, like you're not alone, you know?
That's it. Helping.
Like if you're sad, like,
yeah.
You know, like there's always a good side to everything.
Helping my audience through a struggle by listening to advice that I like to give on my podcast. So I feel like if I've helped anyone, I think I've done my job, and that's the reason I started podcasting, is to connect to people and help them through struggles.
Through hard times.
Through hard times.
And rough times in their life, you know?
By addressing these important topics, yes, that's right.
Yeah. Daniel, do you think, I've asked you these questions, do you think you're going to do a room tour one day in your vlog?
Oh, yes, I will. Do you want me to do one?
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool. And it will let people know, like, what you like, you know, like, and you have a lot of, soccer? Soccer and, like, what's it called? Like, you have signed shirts, signed footballs of famous. Is it soccer players?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah, I do like. I do like watching my soccer. I like watching the A-League.
Another hobby of yours.
Yes, I like watching the A-League, the EPL. I like watching the NRL. I go for the Tigers. And I go for Manchester United and Sydney FC in the soccer. So I am a big fan of my sport, yes. And that's another hobby of mine. I like to go to games and watch them,
Now, I am not a sport geek like you are, because I know you love your sports. I'm not really into it. But can you tell me, what is your favourite sport team?
Well...
Or do you like your top three favourites?
West Tigers in the NRL.
Yeah.
Sydney FC in the A-League. And Manchester United in the EPL.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Are my three main teams, yeah.
Yeah. So can you tell me, Daniel, what does your day-to-day, your day-to-day life looks like? Like, what do you do in a day? Like, what's your morning routine? What do you do? Do you get up to doing stuff with Renee, you know, going on adventures?
Well, Monday to Friday, I go to work.
Of course, yeah.
I like my job, what I'm doing. I've started a new job. I used to work in the childcare industry for a long, long, long time. And now I've changed careers. Yeah. And
which is pretty good.
And I'm working in telecommunications, which I really do enjoy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is good that you're finding a new job, and because, childcare...
And
it can be really hard, you know?
Yeah, but...
Changing babies' nappies.
You know, as tough as childcare can be, it's a rewarding job. I remember I used to look after you when I first started, Oliver.
Yeah.
I used to come to
Daniel's childcare.
I worked in Oliver's childcare when he was little, and I used to look after Oliver. I used to feed him. I used to put you to sleep, didn't I, Ollie?
Yeah, I remember that. Or only very vividly. Like, I only remember you, like, putting out the beds...
putting out the beds, yeah.
Because I had such long hair, my hairbands would get, like, there used to be, like, little holes in the beds, and I, like, put, like, my hairbands in there, and then it would be lost.
And I used to make your milk, and you'd drink milk before you went to sleep.
Yeah, that would put me to sleep.
Yeah, and you would cry when I used to leave and go for lunch.
Yeah.
You always wanted me in the room.
Remember the witch doll?
Oh, yeah.
There was one doll that I was obsessed with.
You're obsessed with this toy witch.
Yeah.
And I used
to, was it still there when I left?
I think it was for a little bit. And I used to, and what the teachers used to do is they would bring the toy witch out to show the children, and a lot of the, and everyone would start screaming and get it. Some would get excited, some would scream and run away.
Yeah, it was pretty scary. If I could show you what it would look like, because I have some photos, because the directors of the child center. The child care actually let me bring it home for a day to like keep it and like pretend to do stuff with it, like, I don't know, like play with it.
I remember I brought that toy witch out and you started to cry, you started to scream.
Yeah, I hated it.
You're really scared of that toy witch.
But then I started like liking the witch's stuff and like that creepy vibe, and then I loved it.
Yeah.
And it was so scary. It was like, it was.
Why were you scared of that toy witch?
It was the same size as me. Oh, I don't know why I was scared. No, I loved it.
Oh, you loved it.
Yeah, no, I was scared, but then I loved it.
Yeah.
If I showed you a picture, you would be like, why would that child like that? Like, it was so weird. It wasn't even like a pup. It was like a puppet doll sort of thing. It was like a size of a 3-year-old. It was so weird. But I don't know why I liked it. And it had a really scary face.
Probably, yeah. It was a pretty intimidating toy. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, yeah. So
yeah, that's good.
That's my bit of that's history about my childcare.
You have, like, you know, change jobs, find like.
I think change is good in anything. Yeah. You know, I think everyone in their lifetime will always change careers and jobs.
Yeah.
Because you know, as much as childcare was rewarding for me, I felt like I needed to do something else, to something that would help
other people.
Help other people, yeah, that's that. That's that.
And donating, like getting people to donate money.
For a good cause.
Yeah.
It's what I liked, yeah, which is.
It's really good.
Yeah, that's there. Yeah, so that's a bit about me, yeah.
Mm. So that's really good, Daniel. Do you want to continue?
If any other questions you'd like to ask me?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember my questions. I put them all on my phone, but my friend isn't with me right now.
That's okay, Oliver.
It was good. Well, it's good that you started, you know, your own Spotify account and your own podcast, Wise Words with Dan.
Yeah.
It's really good, and you really let people know that, like, you're not alone, and, like, things could be better, things will be better.
Well, that's it. That's it, Oliver. Yeah. And I want to thank you, Ollie, for coming on my podcast.
No worries. Today. I love being on it.
It's been a pleasure having you. This Thanks. Is the second time you're on.
Yeah.
So it's good to have you on, Ollie. And I hope to have you on one day in the future.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And thank you guys for listening to another edition of Wise Words with Dan. As Oliver spoke about, I've got a YouTube channel that I do some vlogs on. It's the same name as this podcast, Wise Words with Dan. Just type it up on YouTube. And you'll find my vlogs. Also, if you enjoyed today's episode, please share with your friends. You know, you can find Wise Words with Dan on Spotify, Anchor, and all podcast apps. And yeah, so thank you guys, and thank you Oliver for
coming on my
show. Actually, no, you're the interviewer, so I should thank you, Oliver.
Yes.
For you having me on my own podcast.
No problem.
All right. Goodbye, guys.
Bye.